This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to My Millennium Money Express. I'm Glenn James, and we are live from Canberra for this Express episode. So, hello, Canberra. How are you? Give me a wave. And I've got my friend Hannah, who has been kind enough to join me for this Express episode. Hannah, welcome to My Millennial Money Express.
Hi, everyone.
Now, we are talking about salary sacrifice because there was a question in the My Millennial Money Facebook group just last week from Kim. Hi, all. I have a question regarding salary sacrifice. My husband is interested in salary sacrificing into his super. I understand this will reduce our tax, but does it also reduce our income for family tax benefit purposes? Now, I don't want to get into the weeds of family tax benefits, but Hannah, could you maybe just explain the structure around salary sacrifice and the impacts that it might have? And I will draw it as well.
Yes, sure. So I suppose, first of all, salary sacrifice is where you ask your employer to take some of your salary and redirect that to something else. So the most common example, as in the question, is where an employee asks their employer to pay additional superannuation contributions. And what that does is reduce your taxable income and therefore reduces your tax that you pay. That's, I suppose, the basic premise of salary sacrifice. But then there are other businesses that may allow you to salary sacrifice other things like cars, other benefits. In the not-for-profit sector, it's really common to have people who will salary sacrifice to other benefits up to a cap per year. And what this can do is reduce your taxable income, and you get these benefits in exchange for that salary. So the example with superannuation is that, yes, it reduces your taxable income, but then what also happens is that the employer then reports that information to the Australian Tax Office as they do their reporting at the end of the year, and it's called a reportable super contribution. And what that means is that it will be added back to your taxable income for the purposes of means testing certain benefits. So family tax benefit is one of those, but also things like Medicare levy surcharge, so with respect to your private health insurance.
And HEX and help
HEX
debt.
And help debt, yeah, that's another good example.
So just as a really broad practical example, and I'm going to use 10% as the superannuation guarantee because after 1 July this year, your employer will pay 10% super. If you're on a salary package, you might get a pay decrease of 0.5%. If you're on a wage plus super, you'll get a 0.5% pay increase into your super. Now, I'm no rocket surgeon, but $80,000 income, 10%, we'll call it $8,000. If, for example, your $80,000 income, you decided to salary sacrifice $10,000 a year. So before we did that, $80,000 tax, we'll call it 30%, the net goes into your bank account. If you decided to salary sacrifice $10,000 into your super fund each year, your tax that is taken out of your bank account, instead of using $80,000, they're taxing you on $70,000. And if that's at the 30% tax rate, this $10,000 going into super has a contributions tax of 15%. And where I'm from, 15 is less than 30. So we save money on tax and we can invest that for the future. Now, as you said before, Hannah, at the end of the year, there's a fancy little payment summary.
Or a group certificate.
Or a group certificate. If you're on the front row, you might have heard that. See, the new kids today, they just get auto-filled to the government, right? So based on this scenario, on your payment summary, there would be $80,000 and the 10% or $8,000 SG doesn't appear on the payment summary because
it's not reportable.
It's non-reportable, okay. So the wild world of salary sacrifice and packaging and all that stuff. So if you did salary sacrifice $10,000 to super, at the end of the year, your payment summary would only say $70,000, but it would also have another line of reportable.
superannuation contributions.
Thank you. So the problem is your employer is only withheld tax based on $70,000 throughout the year. At the end of the year, the wash up, they look at the payment summary, the ATO, and they say $70,000 income plus reportable $10,000. That's an $80,000 package still. Now you owe us money for HEX because you actually earned $80,000.
Yeah, so you don't pay tax on the $10,000, but it's added back in to make sure that from, I suppose, from a fairness perspective, that you make sure that you're paying the correct HEX or HELP repayments. That also is used by the other government departments for other certain like means-tested payments. So family tax benefit and the childcare subsidy are two of those.
And my takeaway tip today, in recent years, the legislation has changed. So employees can add their own money to superannuation and claim that on tax themselves. So it would be my suggestion that if in this situation, if you did have HEX or HELP debt, if you did have family tax benefit, if you did have child support or something that was based on your total salary package, that you transfer the money from your own bank account each month into super. At the end of the year, claim that $10,000 on your tax return and you won't owe money because you've already had money withheld on the $80,000. Does that make sense? So there's a trade-off.
The trade-off's the timing.
The trade-off's the timing. There you go.
So if you are doing it on a regular basis as you get paid, for example, the money will go to your super fund when your employer pays, so quarterly potentially, or more frequently. So it will be drip fed in, whereas at the end of the year, it might go in one lump sum.
Yeah. So the biggest trap is HEX and HELP for a lot of people. They might salary sacrifice. They might have a car or other salary packaging. They run through the year. Life's awesome. This is awesome. Do their tax return. They add back all the stuff because it's deemed as income. And then they say, you owe us $3,000 for HEX. So buyer beware. Give Hannah a hand, everybody. And thank you for listening to My Millennial Money Express. Thanks, Hannah.
No problems.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.